In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
When Joanna Brathwaite was little, she believed the coolest thing about her was that her parents were from the Caribbean. She always imagined the islands had white sandy beaches, monkeys throwing brown coconuts, and people lying around in hammocks. When she was 10, her mom took her and her sister to Jamaica for 2 weeks to meet their family. Joanna was ecstatic. But when they landed, things were not how she imagined.
I don't see any monkeys. So we get in a car, and we're driving 40 minutes to Spanish Town, the city where my mom is actually from. And I'm looking around, and I can't see the white sandy beaches from the street. And I see no hammocks. And I see tin houses and people selling fruit. And if that is what Island Breeze smells like, it definitely should not be made into a perfume. So we get there, and my aunt, my uncle, they greet us very warmly. My grandpa, he was a little quieter. He said like a quick hello and then retreated inside. The house was about a medium size, and there was a huge backyard with a swing and a makeshift fire pit, or at least where things go to burn. And I'm just looking around, and I look at my mom, and I'm like, do we really have to stay here for 2 whole weeks? And she just looks at me and goes, Joanna, I don't want to hear it. And within 3 days, my focus on my disappointment was replaced by my own personal version of Survivor. Because I was covered in mosquito bites. So later on, my sister and I, we start venturing around the park, and we're trying to find a fishing pole because we want to be cool like everybody else. So we find this abandoned one made out of bamboo. It just so happened to have a line and a hook at the end. So she finds a half-eaten lime, attaches it as fish food, and we cast the line. She's like, okay, you stay here. I'm gonna go find some more fish food. Okay, I've fished before, so I got this. And then 5 minutes later, there's a jerk. It scares me. I let go of the pole. So I'm looking at the pole in the water and the ground, and I'm like, oh, I can just inch myself down and get the pole, and it will be like nothing happened. But what I didn't know was that there was a very steep slope into the water. So as soon as I inched myself down, my whole right leg fell in. Abandoned pole, I'm climbing to safety. I run to my family, bawling my eyes out. My sister comes, and she's like, what happened? Where's the fishing pole? I explain, I just can't take it anymore. My uncle and my aunt and even my grandpa could kind of sense everything that was going on in my mind, because they then took me and my sister to kind of just venture out in Jamaica and see what it's actually about. So we went to Negril Beach and saw a really cool lighthouse. We went to Duns River Falls and climbed up a waterfall. And I got to have some really nice conversations with my grandpa. One of them was wondering why he has a room that has no door and the doorway leads to the backyard. It makes me feel like one with Jamaica. And so then at the end of the second week, I realized that Jamaica is the people and the culture and the lifestyle. I had grown a new appreciation for where my mom was from.
Joanna Brathwaite is an online community specialist at Sprouts. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling this evening at the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellersproject.com.